Bezalel Mizbech would begin Perek Shleish also the 13th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Kehilim, the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. But now we begin the discussion regarding Kli Charis, earthenware vessels, specifically in this Perek discussing the Tumah of Kli Charis from its ear space. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding its contaminating and becoming contaminated, that it's dependent on its Aver. Kvar Be'an Bekam Bekamis, we already explained in many places, She'en Kli Charis Mistame, that the earthenware vessel does not become Tumah Elam Avir only from its ear space. Oi, Behesed azav, or actually if a zav causes it to move, because if he causes it to move in its place, essentially it's also causing the airspace to move. Now, ushar kol kelim shenoga behen atuma. Now, all other vessels, when tuma touches them, nitmol, they become tummy. Bavim nichnasa timol la avira, but if tuma touches its airspace, we're getting other vessels, v'loy nogamen does not touch them, hadim term, they're tar. So nimsa comes out, an interesting inverse relationship. Hatame b'kli charis, that which contaminates by earthenware vessel, which is the ear space, is tar by kelim, would not be tame by other vessels. Yet v'hatame b'chol akelim, what's tame by all other vessels, which are touching from the outside, is tar b'kli charis, would be tahar by earthenware vessels. Now minayin she'en kli charis mistame l'mavir, from where do we get this idea that earthenware vessels not become tame only from its ear space? Shenamak, it says the pasuk miyikra, it says b'chol kli charis and all earthenware vessels are sheyibol mehem el toichu begumen, that's going to fall inside of it, etc., which is mitoichu mistame, only comes tame from the inside, loy ma'achayir, not from the outside. Halacha base, ukeshem shem mistame ma'avir, and just like it becomes tame from its ear space, koch mitame, so too it contaminates oichel namashkin, food items and beverages ma'avir from its ear space, ketzer hasod, the Ram illustrates. So klichero shenitba, regarding earthenware vessel became tame. V'nichnus oichel namashkin la'avir, and food items and beverages come into its ear space, af abishle nagabo, even if it didn't touch the interior of the actual vessel itself, hadeil tameim, they're going to be tame. Shemek, it says in the pasuk, koi lashet betoichel yitma, whatever's inside of it will become tame. Now, regarding all of the tummy vessels, in the matam and the mashkin, they will not contaminate the food items and beverages until they actually touch the vessel. Halacha gimel. Now, enkli cheres mitame kelim aviru. So, although we said it contaminates things from its ear space, but an earthenware vessel will not contaminate other vessels from its ear space. And that's ben kli cheres, ben shar kelim, whether it's earthenware vessels or other vessels inside the earthenware vessel. Ketzer hasod, as Ram illustrates. Kli cheres go, let's say you have a large earthenware vessel. Shoy b'teichi kelim, that inside that earthenware vessel were other vessels. When nichnasa tuma b'aviri, and tuma goes into the ear space of the earthenware vessel. So hu tami, so that large earthenware vessel is becoming tami from its ear space. But v'chola kelim she b'teichi tarim, all the other vessels inside the ear space, or inside the actual vessel itself, are going to be tar. But let's say there was liquids, there was beverages in those vessels that are inside the larger earthenware vessel, then what happens is, nit muhamashkin mavire, the liquids which are in the airspace of that larger earthenware vessel are coming from the airspace, and then they subsequently go and actually contaminate those other vessels, because that's the gezeres chachamim, that liquids contaminate vessels, as Rambam says, halachas avos hatumah pergzan lacha beis. So the hareza oimer. So essentially what comes out is that those vessels tell the liquids that are inside of them, mitamecha, that which contaminated you, which is that earthenware vessel that contaminated you, loitimuni cannot contaminate me, because the earthenware vessel cannot contaminate other vessels. Yet v'ata timesani, but you who became tumah mevim, you could contaminate me because you're a liquid, and liquid can contaminate kalim, and therefore they do ultimately become tumah. Halacha dalad, Ram continues regarding the tumah of food items and beverages from the exterior of an earthenware vessel. So kli charis regarding earthenware vessel, shenogu mashkin tamein ba'achayrev bavad. What happens if it touches tummy liquids only from the outside? Which, as we said, the halacha of liquids being metame, rabbinically could be metame vessels. So regarding an earthenware vessel, that if the liquids touch the outside, nitmachayrev, the exterior of the earthenware vessel becomes tummy. Kashar kalakim, which is like the halacha, like all the vessels, but the interior does not become tummy. Which, because we wanted to differentiate to know that it's rabbinic. Now, but when we say this, is b'shayu le'toich, only if that earthenware vessel had an interior, has an inside. But if it does not have an interior, v'nogu b'mashkin t'meyim, and tummy liquids touch it, hadeh tar, it's going to be tar. The reason for that is, kol she'in le'toich b'kli charis, any earthenware vessel does not have an interior, which again, that's where the whole tum of kli charis is, in the chayim v'stam b'mashkin, then even the exterior is not going to become tummy from the liquids. Now, nogu echol n'mashkin. Let's say the other way around. Let's say tahar, food items or beverages, that they touch b'achor kli charis atame. They touch the exterior of a tummy kli charis, hariel tamen, they are going to become tummy from the exterior. And this is universal for earthenware vessels and all of the vessels for this halacha. Because shekolat kelim atmeim, regarding old tamei vessels, shenogu echol namashkem, that if food items or beverages touches them, beimin toichen bemachrim, whether from the inside or from the outside, nitmo, those liquids and food items become tamei. Halacha hei continues regarding if there's tamei in a pit or in the opening of a vessel. Echad kli cheres, whether it's a earthenware vessel, shenichnasa tuma la'avira, that if tuma went into the airspace, as we were speaking about up until now. Or similarly, or shekafu, if you turn the earthenware vessel upside down, al hatuma, over a tuma, hamanachas al arts, which is on the ground, venasa oila, now it's a canopy over it, it's also going to become tame, sharei tuma b'teich, because ultimately the tuma is inside of it, whether because it's right side up or upside down, but it's inside its airspace. Which, mipiash mulamdu, because from tradition they learn, shazesh neme el teich, this is what it says, el teich to the inside, is the rabbis oilam, it concludes also if it's oil over it, it's ultimately in its airspace. Halach vav, now, guma, regarding a pit, shahaya sheretz munach b'toicha, where this dead sheretz was inside of it, v'kafa klicheres al guma, now you turn the earthen vessel over that pit, loy nitma, that earthen vessel is not going to become tummy. Shemuk, it's in the pasuk el toicha, into the inside of it, which is achet tekanis atzma shal tuma b'toicha, it's until the actual tuma goes inside that airspace of the vessel. Here, the tuma is, beneath the canopy of the vessel, but it's not in the actual airspace, because it's in the pit that's beneath it. Therefore, hasheretz shenimtza lamata minechush tishal taner. If you find a dead sheretz beneath the bottom of the oven, meaning we're talking about an oven that does not have a bottom, so it's on the ground, but the oven is built over that, and now that's the bottom is called nechushtai, but the sheretz is actually beneath the bottom of the oven. Shika kar satana, which that's the ground that the oven's on. So tar, it's going to be tar. Kashani, I could say, chai nafel. The sheretz could have fell into the oven when it was still alive, which is not matame. The achshemes b'toch gumazu. Now it died now when it was in the pit. So that which is beneath the oven, not in the airspace, like we said, when there's oil over it, but it has to actually be in the airspace of it. Now, because had it died, had it fell in when it was dead, so then it would have contaminated the airspace when it was falling. So I could say it fell when it was alive and only died when it was never in the airspace. So too, if you find a needle or a ring, beneath the bottom of the oven. Although in general, anytime you find a vessel, we consider it as tamei, meaning if we don't know if it's tamei or tahar, we consider it as tamei kamesh, like we explained this in Perikui Gimel, from Lachas Abbas Utama Lachi Yud Gimel. Still, we're going to say the oven is going to be tar, and did not become tamei from this unknown needle or ring. Why? Because I could say, Shamhoyu, those metal vessels were always there, actually, ba'atana, before the oven was ever made. So, and vatana nimna land, and the oven was built over them. It never fell into the airspace, so it never made a tummy. Now, nimtiba deshin, but let's say that ring was found inside the ashes, which is on the ground of the oven. Then hariatana tummy. Then the oven's gonna be tummy. Shein lo b'mat le'yitla. There's nothing to suspend it on because obviously it had been in the airspace of the oven. Now, let's say you find it stuck into the ground of the oven, but it's not sticking out above the surface of the ground. And it's nirin, you could see it, but it's not in the airspace of the actual oven itself. So it depends. If you're going to bake the dough, dough is a little bit soft, and it would press into the pit, that the small pit that the needle or the ring is inside of it, and then we touch it, so then matana, then the oven becomes tamei kilo b'techabir, as if it was in its airspace. But if the dough wouldn't be able to touch it, hatana tara kilo hay lamatam nechushta, then the oven's going to be pure as if it was beneath the bottom of the oven. Now, be'ezah batzik, what type of dough are we talking about? But batzik abeini, a medium type of a dough, she'en rach b'yaser, it's not very liquidy and soft, because then it would even go into a tiny little crack. But v'lekasha is not very hard, which, because it was hard, it wouldn't go even into a large pit. That is somewhere in the middle, and that would qualify if we consider that as in the earspace of the oven or not. Halacha zayin, hasheretz shenimtza ba'ayin shel tana. If you have this dead sheretz, one of these types of eight types of bugs, that it's in the eye of the oven, which there was a hole in the oven which the smoke comes out from, and they would close it up from the inside when they were baking to protect the keep the heat inside of it. If the sheretz is inside that eye of the oven. Or ba'ayin shel kidra, in the eye of, which is a two-stove pot. Or ba'ayin shel kaifach, which is a one-stove pot. A very different, just similar, but different types of stoves. And it was in the ayin, in this hole. So, if it's at least from within the inner edge of it, towards the outside, meaning the oven wall is very thick. When you close up the hole, you do it from the inside. And the rest of that area is in the wall of the oven, beyond where you close it up. So that's not considered part of the interior. So the retar is going to be tar, the sheretz that's there is not in the interior of the oven. So it's found in the ear space of the eye itself. Tar, it's going to be tar. It didn't go into the ear space of the oven. These other types of stoves. Rather, it's suspended from beneath the thickness of the wall. So it's not in the ear space. And therefore, even though you had an olive-sized piece of a mess, which is a significant type of a tumah, tyrin, it's going to be pure, where the thickness of the wall with the hole is considered like its own vessel, and therefore the oven does not become tummy from this touching. And even if you can say that this part becomes tummy, but that would not have the ability to contaminate the oven, because the earthenware vessel is not contaminate other vessels, even from its ear space, because it's a rishon l'tuma, even if it touched a mess. Now, elam ken hoyu ba'ovi ha'ayin perseach tafach, unless if in the thickness of this eye, which is the hole, this exhaust pipe, you have an opening of a tefach squared, a handbreadth squared, oh, then shade maybe it's a tumah l'avatan, that would then bring from the hole, bring the tumah into the ear space of the oven, commissions bar, bein the tumah's mess, like it's explained in the halachas of tumah of mess, in Perek Yud Beis Melachos Tumas Mess, which this halacha was said specifically regarding Tumas Mess. And so regarding that, then it will allow the ear space to pass into the oven, and then they would make it tummy. Halacha Ches. Nimtza Sheretz, if the Sheretz is found b'mokam anachas eitzim, where in the large ovens they had a place where beyond the cavity of the oven which they would put the wood. So if it's been asava panimis b'lchutz, again from the inner edge towards the outside, tar, it's going to be pure, which is very similar to the halacha of the ayin. Now, nimtza b'mekom yeshivas habaal, if it's found where the bathhouse attendant sits, or b'mekom yeshivas atzaba, the place where the one who dies, where he sits, or b'mekom yeshivas shol kazeizim, the place where those who cook the olives, they sit, I call tar, everything to be tar, because it's not in the actual ear space of the oven itself. Halacha test. In a tanner, v'la'akira, not the oven, not the stove, v'la'ishar b'mekom yeshivas, or neither any place where you burn things, they're not mustama, they do not become tummy, unless it's from within the part where it seals and seals towards the inner part. Again, only if it's in that ear space will it be mekabel tuma. Halacha yud, kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, shashesen by balabatim mayim, that the homeowners they use to drink water. Shebe emtsai, that in the middle is kamiresha shel cheres. It's like a sifter of earthenware, like a screen of earthenware. And the edge that's above that strainer is kamoi mastrik, is like a comb. Meaning to say, there's many indentations all around the lip, which looks like a comb, and these indentations are all meant intentionally for like beauty. This is what we call the tzartzer. So regarding that area, that perimeter, im nichnas ha'tumah la'aver ha'mastrik l'malam n'reshes. So even if the tumah only goes above this reshes part, this screen part, but as long as it's within the ear space of this comb part, which is on the top of the vessel, then makuli all becomes tummy. Shazu teichas shel kli zeket. That's considered the internal part of this vessel, although it's there just for adornment. Halacha yud aleph. The Rambam continues regarding the vessels that have many walls on the vessel. What's considered teichay? Which is the halacha, like we said, of klicheres. The klicheres, earthenware vessel, shoyle sholish safayas, that had three walls, zulif nemizu, one within the other. So it depends. Haisa penimis oidefes, if the inner wall was higher than the two outer walls beyond it, v'nechneso tumal avra penimis, and the tumal went into the ear space of the inner wall, so kol ha'chol ma'mashkin sheba'aves, so all the food items and the beverages in that ear space, which is shebein ha'safa penimis, u'bein ha'mtsois v'chitzayna, if it's beyond that, if the liquids and the food items that are beyond those inner walls, between the middle walls and the meaning between the inner one and the middle and the outer ones, they're all going to be tar, because those are considered like external, extrinsic to the walls of the vessel, because it's considered like a different vessel, because the primary other tall ones is making like the inner ones like its own vessel, and like we said, a klicha is not makabel tuma megabe from the outside. Now hoisem tzoyis adefes. Let's say the middle walls were the highest. Benit Mavira, and the tumah went into that airspace between those middle walls and the inner walls. So Meminim Lefim Tumah, anything from the middle walls towards the inside is going to be tumah, because that's considered like one big vessel. The min halachah, it's anything beyond that, in the outer, between the outer wall and the middle wall, it's tar to mitar. But if the outermost wall from the concentric circles is the tallest, and the ear space becomes tame, everything becomes tame, everything's considered within that wall because that's the highest one. Now, if let's say all the walls were equal height, then koshenit ma'avira, then anyone that its ear space became tame, tame is going to be tame, but ashar tar, but the other ones, whether the middle, the outer, doesn't make a difference. If it's not within that exact one, it's going to be tar. It's not considered as part of the walls of one of the other ones. Halachit base. Il pasim, regarding frying pans, that are zubatuchas, so you have one within the other one. The sifs is in Shabbos, now the walls of the pans are of equal height. V'hasheretz bel yoyna, and the sheretz, the dead bug, is in the upper one, meaning the inner one. Or in the bottom one, which is the outer one. So zushesh b'hasheretz, the one that has the sheretz inside of it, is tamei. Ushar al pasim tar, and all the other pans are going to be tar. Hain, the pans themselves, v'chol l'chon shaben, and all the food that's inside of them. I mean, the pans themselves are tar because a kli, even a kli cheres, is not metame from the avir of a kli cheres. And the sheretz is not in their ear space. The food items inside of them are also going to be tar because they're not inside the vessel that has a tum inside of it. They're only in the vessel that they're inside of. And the Torah says it's only el teiche that's yitma, but teiche excludes teiche. Here it's not inside of it. It's inside something else that's inside of it. So the other pans will not have its food become tummy. Now, but let's see how you call ilpas mehen nukuva b'kundis mashkel. Let's each one of those frying pans had a hole that liquid could come inside of it, and v'sheretz bol yoyne, and the sheretz is on the upper one. Then kol echol v'mashkin shebechol l'pasim tamim. So then all the food items and beverages and all the pans are going to become tamei. Shatumei b'avikun, because essentially the tumei is in the ear space of all of them. K'moshe isbar, like we're going to explain later on perigdal halacha test, because a vessel has a hole, does not protect on the food items and beverages inside of it. So it's as if they're not there, as if they're in the vessel that the sheretz is inside of it. Now, but let's say the sheretz was on the bottom one, which is the outer one. It's going to be tar, but all the other pans on top of it, those foods are going to be tar. Because the sheretz is not in the ear space of the upper one, because tumah does not go in through the bottom, it only comes from the top. And the ein tzaras ha'tachtonah, defes, and we're talking about where the lip of the outer one is not any taller, to contaminate all the food and beverages inside of it. And therefore, all the other ones are going to be tar. Now, oh yeah, sheretz bel yoinim. Now, from here on, we're talking about back again to an intact vessel, a complete frying pan. So if the sheretz was in the upper one, but the lip, the walls of the bottom one were higher, Halyana Temeya, that one's gonna be tummy, Shashet's but the sheretz inside of it, and the chain at so to the lower one. Why? Because its walls are higher. So essentially our sheretz bavir, the sheretz is in its ear space too. Not just in the ear space that's inside of what's inside of it, because here its wall is only it's that's ear space that's only its, and it's and whatever's inside of it is become tummy for that too. Now, Ushar al Pasan Shabatechtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtahtaht if, let's say, their lips, their walls were equal to the height of the upper one, tar, and they can be tar, because as we said before, an earthen vessel does not contaminate vessels that are inside of it, as we said in Halacha Gimel. Now, although the vessels do not become tummy, but the food and the beverages inside of them, they do not become saved from being toich toich, because, like we're saying, the outer one has higher walls, so we view it as if it's in the airspace of the outer one. But the vessel themselves will not become tummy. Now, v'mhoi b'nei mashke tefech, however, if let's say the liquids had between them moist liquids, then kol sheish ba mashke tefech, then any of the pans that did have a moist liquid, tamei, those pans will become tummy. The reason for that is, shamashke mistamei ma'aba tachtonu tefech, that's because the liquid is becoming tummy from the airspace of the outermost pan, which has the highest walls. And v'chayish mitamei se'ilpas, and then that goes in this mitamei the pan, because the liquids could be mitamei a kli. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding vessels that have many different compartments. Tablet shel cheres. We're going to get a tablet, a tabletop of earthenware. Shei ka'ores devukes ba mitchilas masal. It was initially made with these trays that are attached to this tabletop. Vare kol kli yachad, that's it's all one vessel. V'nit masachim, and one of these compartments become tamei. Loinin mekulon, they don't all become tamei because each tray is qualified as its own vessel. Now, but if let's say the tablet itself, the tabletop itself had a wall that was higher than this meaning around the perimeter. Shenimtzu kol hakarz b'teches comes that all the trays are inside of that ear space. And now one of these trays become tamei. Nid mekulon, they all become tamei because the outer lip makes them all as one vessel. And mechen that didn't say malacha applies b'beis hatzvol and shalcheres when you have a spice box of earthenware and mekamira namasimos and when you have a split inkwell, which means paired inkwells. Okay, so it's the same thing. They're considered independent, but if you have an outer wall that goes over, it would make it as one. Halacha yadal b'beis hatzvol and shalates. Regarding a spice box made out of wood, shenidma echad mibotav b'mashkin, specifically, if one of the compartments became tummy from a liquid, loynit mushar habatim. So the other compartments do not become tummy. Now the reason why that is by a wooden vessel, which could become tummy from the exterior, in contrast to klicheres. So all the compartments would become tummy by a sheretz touching one of them, because it's as if it touched the exterior of the rest of them. That's by tumas sheretz. But if, let's say, it became tummy from a liquid as tummy, that the Rambam already says in Perek Zayin was a tumah gimel that if it touches the exterior of the vessel, the interior does not become tummy. So, therefore, because of that, the interior of this one, this compartment that the tummy touched, it becomes like the exterior to the other compartment, and all the other compartments do not become tummy from this liquid. Now, but again, if it has a wall that's higher, shenim tzu kol habatim b'toichah comes that all the compartments are inside of it, and then when the compartments do become tummy from a liquid, then they all become tummy again. Shakol kliyachik, and then everything is considered as one vessel. And the vessel that the interior becomes tummy from a liquid, then all of it does become tummy again if it's one vessel. Now hayibatav kavun b'masma. Let's say the compartments were connected by nails. I mean, they weren't naturally connected when they were originally made, but they were nailed in together. Then harei luchiber, that's considered connected, zealous that one to the other, latumo, lazoi, to become tummy, and for being sprayed to purify it. Now let's say tikkun bavad, let's say it was just pushed in to connect it, but it was not connected by nailing it in. Harei luchiber latumo, that's only considered connected to become tummy from the other one, but lazoi, not to purify it as a leniency to being sprayed. Now, vimhoyu batam nitalim nitan, now if let's say the compartments were able to be taken out and put back in, and meant to be moved in and taken in and out, then enechibedin not considered connected, leila tumah v'lazoya, not to becoming as one unit for tumah, and not as one unit for being purified by the sprays of the paraduma ash water.